Here's Bobby with our final Taking It to the Streets update for the morning. Bobby.
Yes.
Oh, Bobby.
Thanks a lot, Shirley. So this morning, family, is all about our season of giving. And tomorrow marks our 45th annual Food to Feed 12-hour radiothon from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. So joining me is my good friend and colleague, the Deputy General Manager here at WHUR, Steve Robinson. Steve, good morning, brother. How you doing?
Hey, good morning to you too, Bobby. Thanks for having me.
As always, a pleasure. You know how we do, Steve.
Absolutely.
So, Steve, talk about the importance of our Food to Feed Radiothon every year and the impact it has on our community.
Well, Bobby, as you know, we live in the D.C. metropolitan area, and every year we hear stories and talk to listeners about the issues that are going on. And one of the biggest issues is, you know, food insecurities and not knowing where meals are coming from at the holiday season time. So, you know, we've made it our mission annually for Thanksgiving to raise funds, collect non-perishable food items, to be able to help as many individuals in our community, you know, put a Thanksgiving meal on their table this year.
Exactly. And it's important to note that people can start giving right now.
Oh, absolutely. They do not have to wait till tomorrow. They can log on to WHUR.com right now. Click the Food to Feed banner on the homepage, and it will take them directly to, you know, their donation. And no donation is too small. We have so many individuals in our community, like I said before, that are trying to figure out when and where their Thanksgiving meal is coming from. So it's very important for us to be able to provide that support to our listening audience. And WHUR has some of the greatest listeners in the world. They show up and show out for us every year, and we're making that call to action this year. You know, we want to be able to support our community. We haven't made it 50 plus years as a radio station without the support of our community, and this is our time to be able to say, we've got you.
That's right. And we're also looking for non-perishable food items, so you can bring those down to the radio station as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
please,
so yeah.
Please, if you're in the D.C. metropolitan area and you want to make your donation in person, come meet, you know, Bobby and, you know, Sonny and Frank and Nina. The entire WHUR team is going to be on hand tomorrow taking your donations, greeting you at the door, and thanking you for your support of this annual initiative.
Exactly. Well, Steve, we'll see you early tomorrow morning.
Oh, bright and early, Bobby. I'll be there. I'll be with donation in hand. I'll make sure to hand mine to you since we're having this conversation.
Okay.
And I cannot wait to help our community tomorrow with Food to Feed.
Like we said, we don't want to just talk about it. We want to be about it.
Always.
There you go. All right. My man, I'll see you tomorrow, brother.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bob.
All right. My guest there, Steve Robinson, the Deputy General Manager here at WHUR, talking about our Food to Feed Radiothon taking place tomorrow from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Okay, Angela Foster is standing by with a traffic update for us. Angela, you got it.